would please be turning in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Just a moment, we'll consider together a verse from that text. We have guests in our audience tonight, and we're so glad that you're here. And we hope that you will be encouraged and profit spiritually from this time that we spend together studying from God's Word. This year for Christmas, me and a couple of my sisters decided that we would get both of my parents a new Bible. And I agreed that I would be the one, not realizing what I was doing, to call and order the Bible. That seemed like an easy enough task to me until I sat down and began to try to do it. I have to precede this. I hadn't ordered a Bible in 15 years. I've been using the same one since 1985. And I don't know that I just remembered that you could get so many different features and so much equipment on a new Bible. I bought some new cars that weren't that complicated. Do you realize that? There are a whole host of translations that you can select from now. There's the King James and the New King James and American Standard and the New American Standard and the New International and the Contemporary English Version and the New Century Version and others besides those. And in your new Bible, you can get a dictionary, a concordance, notes, maps, introductions, thumb indexed, and cross-references. And those cross-references can be center indexed or side indexed or under the verse.